All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be looking into this whole idea of positive thinking
Okay.
and productivity. And it's one of those things you hear all the time. Just think positive and good things will happen.
Right.
But we're going to be looking at some research here
Okay.
that is going to give us maybe a little bit deeper insight into whether that's actually true or not.
Yeah, that's a good point because it's something that I think we all kind of hear growing up, like just think positive and things will work out. But is it
Exactly.
really that simple?
Right.
And so I'm really curious to dive into this research with you.
Well, yeah, and I think we've all had experiences where we've tried to think positive and it hasn't really panned out the way we wanted it to. So
Right.
yeah, let's dive into this.
Yeah.
So the research we're looking at today comes from this article. It's called "Can Positive Thinking Make You More Productive?" Here's what the research says.
Okay, interesting title.
Yeah, and one of the really interesting things that I found from this article was that sometimes
Yeah.
positive thinking isn't necessarily beneficial.
Really?
Yeah. And in fact, sometimes it can actually be detrimental.
Wow. Okay, that's kind of surprising.
Yeah, so I'm curious, like what does the research say about
Yeah.
why that might be?
Well, it's interesting because, like you said, there's this widespread belief that positive thinking is always a good thing, right? But what this research is showing is that it's a little bit more nuanced than that.
Okay.
It's not just about thinking happy thoughts,
Right.
It's about pairing those positive thoughts with action-oriented strategies.
So it's not enough to just like sit there and visualize,
Exactly. You have
success.
to actually
Have a plan,
have a plan.
and take those steps to make it happen. Okay, so it's like, positive thinking is like the fuel,
Yes.
but you need the engine of
Exactly.
action to actually get you where you want to go.
I love that analogy. Yeah, it's like you can have all the fuel in the world, but if you don't have the engine to burn it, you're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
And I think that's what this research is really highlighting, is that you need both.
Okay, so what are some of the
Now,
things that that the research suggests as far as action-oriented strategies?
yeah, so there are a few really concrete examples from the research. One of the key ones is setting specific goals.
Okay.
So instead of just saying like, oh, I want to be more productive,
Right.
actually define what that means for you. Like,
Yeah.
I want to complete this project by this date, or I want to increase my output by this percentage.
Gotcha.
So being really specific with your goals and then breaking those goals down into smaller, manageable steps.
Okay, so it's kind of like, you've got this big overwhelming goal,
Exactly.
but if you break it down into smaller steps,
Yeah.
it becomes less intimidating.
It feels much more achievable, right?
Right.
And then you can start to kind of check those things off your list and feel that sense of progress.
Okay, and that kind of builds momentum too, right?
Exactly.
Like
Yep.
you start seeing that you're actually making progress,
Yeah.
and that kind of fuels you to keep going.
Absolutely. And another key strategy that the research talks about is focusing on solutions rather than dwelling on problems.
Okay, so instead of getting stuck in the why is this happening to me? It's like,
Right.
okay, what can I actually do about it?
Exactly. Shift your focus from the problem to the solution.
Okay.
And that can be a really powerful shift in perspective because it allows you to start taking action instead of just feeling stuck.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So what about when, things are really tough
Right.
and you're facing, some serious challenges? Does the research address like how to deal with that?
Yeah, it does. And that's one of the things I found most interesting about this is that it actually shows that positive thinking can help people bounce back from setbacks more effectively.
Right.
So it's not about, pretending that everything is perfect all the time.
Right.
It's about how you frame those challenges.
Okay.
It's about viewing them as opportunities for growth and learning.
So like, you encounter a setback,
Yep.
instead of just saying, "Oh, this is terrible,"
Right.
You look at it and say, "Okay, what can I learn from this?
Exactly.
What can I do differently next time?"
Yeah, and the research actually shows that people who view obstacles in this way are more likely to persist and ultimately succeed.
Okay, so it's kind of like, you're training your mind to be more resilient.
Exactly. It's like building mental resilience. And that's so important because we all face setbacks.
Right.
Life is not always smooth sailing, but it's how we respond to those setbacks that really determines our success.
Yeah, so it's like positive thinking can actually help us to not give up.
Exactly. It can help us to stay motivated and keep moving forward even when things get tough.
Okay, so it sounds like positive thinking isn't just about, feeling good. It's about
It's about equipping ourselves.
having that mental toughness and resilience.
Right.
And I think that's really important to remember because, it's not always easy to stay positive,
Right.
especially when you're facing challenges. But
Yeah.
knowing that it can actually help you to overcome those
Yeah.
challenges, I think that's really empowering.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not just about, slapping on a happy face. It's
Yeah.
about really
It's about change.
cultivating that mindset.
It's about a mindset shift, and really using it as a tool to help you achieve your goals.
Okay, so kind of to summarize here,
Yeah.
it sounds like, positive thinking is a tool. It's not a magic wand,
Right.
but when it's combined with, this proactive approach, this action-oriented approach,
Yeah.
it can be incredibly powerful. Absolutely. And I think it's really about finding that sweet spot between optimism and action.
Right. Right.
You need both.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
Yeah, I think just to leave our listeners with a little something to think about. Think about a goal you're currently working towards and ask yourself, how can you combine positive thinking with concrete actions to make progress?
Okay.
What's one small step you can take today
Right.
to move closer to that goal?
Okay, so really put this into practice.
Exactly. Yeah. Take it from theory to action.
Awesome. Well, this has been really insightful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us.
It was my pleasure.
And yeah, thanks to everyone for joining us for another deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.